It is Thursday, May 31st, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhulkar.
The June Arts Festival in Bentonville begins today and runs through June 30th. The June Festival includes public art installations, visual art shows, gallery walks, live music, culinary events, theater performances, hands-on kids art programs, and more. Information is available at downtownbentonville.org or 254-0254.
Later on this final edition of Ozarks at Large for May 2012, preserving 1,500 acres inside the city limits of Fayetteville, we have a report on the future of Mount Kessler. And former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens talks in Little Rock about the Citizens United decision.
First, a professor at the University of Arkansas will advise Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney on education. Robert Costrell holds the 21st Century Chair in Education Accountability in the College of Education and Health Professions at the U of A. He's been named to Mitt Romney's Advisory Committee on Education. He served 7 years in major policy roles for three governors of Massachusetts, including then-Governor Romney. He's been on the University of Arkansas faculty since 2006.
In 2 weeks, Arkansas Children's Hospital will unveil its new South Wing. The $121 million project is the largest expansion in the facility's 100-year history. In an interview with Arkansas Business, Chief Operating Officer David Berry said it will allow the Children's Hospital to greatly expand available treatments.
This really does take us to another level in emergency care and care for our children with cancer and blood diseases and care for our kids with heart disease and for neonates. It really makes a huge difference. It makes a difference in a lot of ways, not only because the rooms are better and the rooms are private, but because we've got better staff spaces. We've got better capabilities of helping families to manage their environment.
Berry says about 100 additional workers will be hired to staff the area. Workers are putting finishing touches on the four-story wing, which will be unveiled June 13th.
Drivers using a popular route to Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport have the choice of picking another route the next few days or planning on delays. Highway 264 that runs through Cave Springs to the airport south entrance is being repaved for the next few days. It's estimated that route to the airport could take motorists up to 30 minutes longer than usual.
Lifestyles Incorporated will be able to supply tablet computers to participants in its launch program with money donated by Cox Communications. Launch is a program which provides students with developmental disabilities a college experience through various partnerships with the University of Arkansas. Students will be able to use computers in class as any typical college student would and be able to have programs and applications that will make the college experience more accessible. The computers will have text-to-talk software for those who learn better by hearing, programs that recognize handwriting and turn it into font, and browsers that are made specifically for individuals with autism.
Soon, the University of Arkansas campus could resemble a classic Saturday Night Live skit.
What do you want?
I have a cheeseburger and a small Coke.
No Coke, Pepsi.
The university says the final stages of negotiations to award PepsiCo, the exclusive non-alcoholic cold beverage contract for the campus, are nearing. The new deal, if all final details are mutually agreeable, would last for 10 years and begin on July 1st. University officials say the value of the contract won't be known until the negotiations are finished, but they anticipate the final amount will be close to the total value projected by UA estimates last year when the school issued a request for proposals.
And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will play the Midland Rockhounds again tonight in Texas. Last night, the Naturals lost 7-6 in 11 innings.